CDC, people with coronavirus have the right to vote in person. By Edwin Mora on November 2, 2020. Having the Chinese coronavirus or being in quarantine after exposure to the disease does not strip Americans of their right to vote. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, declared this week. The CDC has released a list of tips for voters to protect themselves and reduce the Chinese virus spread at the polls. Voters have the right to vote, regardless of whether they are sick or in quarantine. The nation's leading health agency declared in a webpage last updated on November 1, adding, "Voters who are sick or in quarantine should take steps to protect poll workers and other voters. This includes wearing a mask, staying at least 6 feet away from others, and washing your hands or using hand sanitizer before and after voting. You should also let poll workers know that you are sick or in quarantine when you arrive at the polling location. Check with local authorities for any additional guidance." It also urges voters to bring their own personal protection supplies such as masks, tissues, hand sanitizers, black ink pens, and forms. The CDC suggests that voters take advantage of alternative voting options offered by some sites such as a separate polling location or curbside voting for those who have contracted the virus. Consider voting alternatives available in your jurisdiction that minimize contact. Voting alternatives that limit the number of people you come in contact with or the amount of time you are in contact with others can help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Chinese coronavirus, it said in a webpage containing safety guidelines for elections officials and voters. The CDC urged in-person voters to avoid crowds and prolonged interactions with people to minimize the risk of contracting the Chinese virus. Elections with only in-person voting on a single day are higher risk for COVID-19 spread because there will be larger crowds and longer wait times, it said. The agency issued guidelines for election officials to keep voting sites open when a poll worker tests positive. Ensure that poll locations are adequately staffed to cover any sick workers who need to stay home, the CDC recommended. However, Breitbart News learned that election officials had closed several early voting locations after poll workers tested positive for the virus.